He is a two-time National Coach of the Year. He led Texas to a national championship. He has led two different programs to top five finishes. He is 10th all-time in FBS wins. He is a member of the National Football Foundation, College Football Hall of Fame. North Carolina is 1-0. They are number 11 in the coaches' poll. They're at home against Charlotte on Saturday. Mac Brown is joining us once again. Mac, it is great to have you back. Mac, let me first ask you, you and I spoke back in June in the middle of maybe the most unusual offseason you have ever had. Before we get to the win over Syracuse and your preparations for Charlotte, Mac, how are you and everybody around you doing today?
Well, Jim, thank you for having us on. It was really emotional Saturday just to have a game and be back. And it was strange because you didn't have any of the pageantry that we're all used to with your walk before the fans and coming to the stadium, your cheerleaders, your students, your stands being full. Everything was so unique and so different that I think games will start getting better just because we're going to get more used to all of the new things that we have in our life. But I asked our guys yesterday after the game, I asked them at our Sunday meetings, when did you think we were going to play? Some of them said, Coach, we didn't think we were going to play till this week. And so I think so much has happened in our lives, Jim, and it's been such a roller coaster that I really appreciate and applaud the ACC Commissioner John Swofford and the presidents and chancellors and athletics directors in this league of taking their time, not pulling the plug early, and making sure that we're safe. And what we're finding is that the positive tests are coming from outside of your football bubble. They're not being caused by football. So we can play, and hopefully we'll be able to continue to play.
Mac Brown joining us. Well said, Mac. And there's so many concerns, obviously, but I think because I have a son who's in college, I understand exactly what you're saying, that within the football bubble, you've got the players who understand the opportunity, and I'm sure as a head coach, you've made it very clear to him, you want to make sure you're thinking about yourself, certainly, but everybody around you, make good choices. But when you're on in an environment where there's so many other things going on and people making different choices, it can be really tough to even do the right thing within the bubble. Let me ask you this. Like, the game itself may not have been perfect by any stretch, but given what the offseason was like, and even to your point, Mac, that your guys, almost to a man, didn't think they were going to play until this week, how impressed were you with the way they handled the moment?
Jim, I've been impressed by these kids for 6 months. They've been incredible. And kids across the country have handled all this. We just think about what we've been through here. We're going through social justice issues. The pandemic is something that we've never seen, and we're in masks and we have to social distance, and our social lives are very different. And there's some anxiety and depression because of all the things that have been taken away from us. And I was emotional Saturday just because of the way these young people have handled everything. They've handled it better than I have. There have been times I've been really down when you see businesses being burned by honest people that have worked so hard, or I hear people are being kicked out of their homes, or they're having to close down their businesses. They can't feed their children, and you get emotional. And our guys have just gone through it. They've just said, Coach, let's handle it. Let's keep moving forward. We got you back, man. We'll pick this up and go. And it's been really, really rewarding. And, Jim, I even thought one time, what are we doing here? We're talking about football when we've got all of these awful things happening. And then I realized it was my responsibility to step up and be a great leader for these young people. That right now, if it is safe to play, I've got to do a great job of leading them. It's not about me, and I've got to lead our coaches and make sure that they're fed and they're strong. And if we're going to play, we got to get ready to play. And I think we've all been through that type roller coaster for the last 6 months, and right now we're at a good place.
We're talking to Mac Brown. You know, Mac, I was going to say that, I mean, you are a great leader of young men, of women, of people. This is what you've done for a long, long time. But to hear you say it, like, you actually were going through a really challenging time yourself, and it was the players, the young players that you coach, who for a time were lifting you up. What was that like when you've always been the guy that everybody else looked to in times of adversity? I've always wondered about people like you. Like, who do you turn to in times like that? What was it like to have your players lift you up and to be able to lean on them a little bit?
Well, Jim, it was really interesting. The players and my wife and really our coaches. I walked into a staff meeting one day. I think it was right after the Big Ten and the Pac-12 had shut it down. And I looked awful and I felt awful and I was convinced we weren't going to play. And you know, after it was over, the coaches all looked at me and said, "Are you okay? You look down, man. You need to pick it up." So I go home that night and I'm talking to Sally and I said, "You know, I don't know. I don't know if we're going to play. Is it safe? How do we, if we can't sit next to each other, how do we have an inside drill? How do we practice? How do we do one-on-one?" And all of those people around me, the players, the coaches, and Sally, all said, "You know what? Let the medical people figure all that out. Let's be us. Let's make sure that we can pick each other up and be strong." And we're so direct and honest with everybody in our program. I kept telling the players, they'd say, "Coach, are we going to play?" And I said, "I don't know. Let's treat it like a spring practice. If we don't play, we'll play in the spring maybe. But let's just do what we know. Let's stay in our lane, and let's take care of our mental health. Let's take care of our academics, and let's take care of each other. And then everything else outside of this will take care of itself." And we've done that, and it's been really, really rewarding just to see these young people be so strong and stand up. And Jim, even with the social justice issues, we've had hours on hours of conversation and what's fair and what's right, what do we need to do, and how can we help? And I'm white. I don't understand. Talk to me. Tell me what you need. Well, Coach, some of the coaches, I'm afraid for my kids to get a driver's license. Well, that's wrong. Let's fix it. How do we fix it? What do we do next? Some of the players, Coach, I've been stopped twice and I didn't do anything wrong. Let's fix it. We need to be fair. We need to be fair to everybody. And that's where we've come. So we've really taken this as a time to take crisis, and we've got them all around us, and turn them into at least positives or make forward movement toward those positive results.
Mack Brown is joining us. He's the head football coach in North Carolina. Once again, there's so much in that response, Mack. I'm kind of curious. You and I could talk about this for hours on end, but if you were to go outside the football bubble, and there are people listening right now saying, "Yeah, Coach, I get it. These kids are resilient, and you've got a coaching staff, and you're walking them through it. But, man, I'm having trouble on the outside in my own place, and it's beating me down, and it's scary, and my attitude is getting worse, and I want to take positive action, but I just can't bring myself to do it." You know, you've been around a lot of people in a corporate environment, outside of a corporate environment, in a football environment. What kind of advice would you have for somebody who's just having a real tough time getting their head around it and taking positive action?
Jim, we've got to talk to each other. We've got to pick each other up. And one thing I know, when I realized that I was down, but I'm responsible for helping somebody else, I started feeling better because I got my self-worth back. And I heard a psychologist or psychiatrist on TV one day say, when things are taken away from us that we love, there's a certain amount of depression, there's a certain amount of anxiety. And I thought, you know, that's so real. I love being around these kids. That's why I came back to coach, and now I can't. I'm on Zoom with them. I can't see them. I can't even hug them. I can't tell them hello. I can't help them with their problems long distances as well as I could now. So I had to start doing something to help other people. And that was the thing that has pulled me out of this more than anything else. And understanding that I remember 9/11. It was awful. And we wondered what our world was going to be like. And I know this is awful. We're going to come out of this on the other side. And when we do, I want to have been someone who helped somebody during this time of crisis. And that's what my goal is right now.
I love that. Mack Brown is joining us for a few more moments. Now, Mack, you've called the game the perfect opener because you are 1-0. You're healthy. Certainly, you've got some things I'm sure you're addressing you want to fix. How do you go about coaching them this week and getting ready for Charlotte?
The thing we've talked about is people will talk about Charlotte lost to Appalachian State, and it was a great game. Came down to a fourth-quarter game. It's 21-20 going into the fourth quarter. But they're going to talk about all the expectations for us. Well, Jim, I've lived with those expectations. This program has not in a long time. We won two games 2 years ago. So now we beat somebody 31-6, and people are talking about, well, we look sluggish the second quarter. Sam Howell threw an interception. My gosh, he's gone in the tank. And so we're learning how to handle these expectations. But the most important thing for us And we got this way here before. We got this way at Texas. We've got to play to a standard that's us. And we've got to practice great every Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. We've got to have a mental walkthrough that's really special and sharp and focused on Friday. And then we need to play as hard and as well as we can play every Saturday. It's not about Charlotte. It's not about Notre Dame. It's not about Boston College in 3 weeks. It's about us. And we've got to handle us. And until we get so that's who we are, then we will not be the program that we need to be.
And this is why he is a two-time National Coach of the Year. He led Texas to a national championship. Two different programs to top five finishes, 10th all-time in FBS wins, and you've got North Carolina at home on Saturday against Charlotte. Mac, it's great to hear your voice. It's great to hear that message. It's a lot of positivity in that. That's really uplifting, Mac. I appreciate you, and I appreciate the conversation as always.
Thanks, Jim. Thanks for having me on. Appreciate you very much.
You too, Mac. Always have, always will. Appreciate you very much. Mac Brown, it's a great leader, great coach. So glad that he made that return to coaching. And let's not overlook the point that he just made. A couple of years ago, they were a two-win team. Now they're top 15. They win their first game handily, and everybody wants to know what's wrong. What's wrong with a North Carolina team that won 31-6?